What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oregon State had their spring showcase over the weekend. It was on the old Pac-12 network.
They shouldn't get to call it that anymore.
It's on the Pac-2 network.
There you go.
All right.
Put a 2 in that shield and call it good.
I think they should. Just as like an F you to everyone else, you know?
Why not?
Just lean into it. Even if it is like you don't actually replace the logo like on the field, you just go out there like at Oregon State with like black paint and you just go over the one.
Mm-hmm.
You just leave a little gap on the left side there.
It's fine.
Yeah, just go ahead and do it. I mean, that's what they should do. At least for the games against like when Oregon goes there or who goes there, Cal or Stanford, one of them.
One of them does.
One of them. I think one of them goes there. Yeah, just do it for that. Those games. Just shh, and then, you know, let them know. Let them know you're not playing in their reindeer games. But there's a lot said about this Oregon State spring showcase. And, you know, it doesn't seem like there's very much middle road with the fan base right now. And social media is not a good place to be getting, you know, the level-headed takes. But it just seems like everything's way too high and way too low on this Oregon State team. The fan support, I know Bill Orem of the Oregonian, he had a pretty extensive write-up on, you know, Oregon State dropped the ball on making this an event that is something that brings fans out because mm-hmm. it was sparse. The crowd was sparse there. I mean, I think they were saying somewhere around like 3,000 people showed up. It's a spring game. Like, what are we doing caring about spring attendance? It gets an exhibition that is free. You know, when a lot of people show up, I think that is a good show of the health of your program and that people are excited about the product that you are presenting to your fan base. But I think that a lot of the schools that have a ton of fans that go to spring games are the ones that have made it an event prior to like right now.
Sure. You're building something and that's the thing. Like, I understand what Bill's saying. I just don't know what does Oregon State do to bring Oregon State fan in? I mean, short of free beer, like, yeah. You know.
Well, it just didn't feel like there was that big of a rallying of the troops and come out and support the spring game, like plastering on social media and all that stuff. But here's the thing that I agree with a lot of things that Bill is saying in that, mm-hmm. like, they could have made it an event to, you know, get everybody to Research Stadium, get all the Oregon State fans there. And it's something to feel good about in a time where things haven't felt good with this Oregon State football program. But at the same time, if you really want to truly make an event, that takes money.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, if you're Oregon State, you're sitting there and you're saying, what do we prioritize as far as where we're spending our money? Because we need to rebuild the PAC conference right mm-hmm. now from two up to something that is FBS legal as far as getting at least eight teams.
Our basketball teams look like Eastern Germany right now.
They are
completely defected.
Defections all over the place.
On the right? Men's and women's side.
And we have bigger fish to fry than pumping money into the spring game and hoping that that fan show up.
You need sustainability. Okay? That's what you need.
But outside of that, which I think was the one thing that people wanted to talk about, because it was a 10-3 football game. There wasn't a whole lot of fireworks in that thing.
Nope.
And the offense is never ahead of a defense.
No, defense is always going to be ahead, especially like the defense is ahead in the fall.
Yeah.
Let alone the spring.
And especially when you are bringing in a new offensive coordinator, and I know that they're trying to keep as much terminology as they can the same, but let's not forget that this is also a new system with new players.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with Bengal Branson and Josh Gray not even playing in the spring game, everybody was new.
Yeah. Say, like,
Dom Montiel wasn't.
Was there a single guy in the rotation that had time last year in the offense?
No. Like game time?
Yeah.
No. But guys that have been around and been through, you know, springs before, and they've been on the roster. But look, so many new names are there. This is an uphill climb.
Yes.
And I will say that there are some things that you sit there and you look at and you go, all right, what is this offense going to look like with Ryan Gunderson? That was a big question mark, right? Is he going to be more Chip, or is he going to be more Jonathan Smith in stylistically? And I think that, like, it was kind of like I enjoyed what I saw from what the vision of the offense is going to be. It wasn't very crisp at all. What I saw was a team that is going to lean into the screen game, lean into multiple running schemes and styles. You're not just going to be beholden to, you know, we're going to run outside zone, we're going to run inside zone. You have gap scheme, zone scheme. You're going to utilize the screen game a lot more than even Jonathan Smith did. And you also, though, you saw some pro-style concepts and what they were running offensively. I think that I liked what I saw. The horses aren't there yet, and a lot of it is because, look, some of your best players weren't playing. Some of the guys that you're going to be relying on weren't playing. We talked to Nigel Burton last week, and you know, he said they don't have the small speedsters all over. They got a lot more size.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, if there's one place of concern, it is that speed offensively.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be as worried about it, because you're not playing a full Pac-12 schedule.
Yeah.
Like, your schedule, I think Oregon State is going to be in a decent spot. I think in the trenches, both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Question marks, for sure.
Big question marks. But we knew that. We knew that that was going to be a concern.
Yeah.
I didn't walk away from watching that spring game saying, mash the panic button. Like, things are going,
but you weren't also going
sideways.
Hey, look, no, things are going swell at Oregon State right now.
No, timing is off between your quarterbacks and receivers when you have so many new quarterbacks and receivers, and that is truly like your first actual game type experience. You're going to see that.
Yeah.
Like, they're, I don't think they connected on deep ball the entirety of it. A lot of the stuff was underneath. You had some miscommunications. Those things are going to happen. The defense is sound and is going to be good against their schedule. They are sound.
Yeah.
They don't have the guys that they had the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But they are going to be sound. They're going to be in a lot of games with their schedule that they're playing. But there is a talent gap that, if you go from where we were last year in the regular season to where we are now, the talent gap is massive.
Yeah, there's no Mascarenhas, there's no Omar Spates, there's no
Jaden Grant,
Naliki Arnold, there's no Oladapo. Like, all of the playmakers are gone.
But I think their secondary is going to be pretty good.
It's like, they find a way to do, but like, that's the thing is, every year in the past it was, oh yeah, they'll figure it. Like, they find those diamonds in the rough, but now the diamonds in the rough aren't your guys that are your depth that they're working through in the years. They're at the front of the rotation.
Overall, I thought with all of the turnover that they've had, with all of the new coaches that they've had,
Better than anticipated.
I was not as down on Oregon State as some of their fans are, as some of the people that were covering the event were. I don't think that, like, I think that when you watch, say, the USC spring game that was on, the level of talent is different.
Yeah.
When people see Oregon this Saturday, you're going to go, okay.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
But those two teams are playing in the Big Ten.
They are going to the Big Ten with far less roster turnover and in playing in a completely different realm right now. And that sucks for Oregon State fans to hear. And it does suck. But at the same time, the worst part would be looking at a spring and saying, this looks like Gary Anderson type football. And that's
terrifying.
That is not what you saw at all. I think that they're in a better place than they could have been. They could have been in a far worse position heading out of spring ball. I don't think they're there. I think your running back room is really stinking good. I think your receivers have room for growth. Quarterback position is a work in progress, but you've got two guys that can run in McCoy and Robinson, the two transfers from Missouri and Idaho. And then you have Ben Goldbranson, who will be available at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a completely barren cupboard. It would be a different conversation if they were playing a Pac-12 schedule. And I think we'd be looking at it a lot differently. I think Oregon State, for this being year one of this transitionary period, I don't think they're not in as bad of a spot as what some people are painting them to be. But make no mistake, this isn't going to be the same quality of team that we saw the last couple of years that Jonathan Smith had.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.